The revolution in Egypt raised concerns about the influence the Muslim Brotherhood might have in the country's new political landscape after the fall of Hosni Mubarak. But there's another Islamist group in Egypt that warrants a closer look. The Salafis identify themselves with an earlier and, in their eyes, purer form of Islam. And in the weeks following the revolution, the Salafis have been blamed for a series of violent incidents in Egypt. The BBC's Owen Bennett-Jones reports.
At a Salafi convention in a vast Cairo mosque, clerics tell thousands of men sitting cross-legged on the floor that Egypt should have a more Islamic government. And Salafi spokesman Abdul Manim says the final goal is clear: a political and religious system like that in the 7th century.
An Islamic government is a government that is based on Sharia law, and Sharia law can't be changed because it comes from the days of Prophet Muhammad.
Ice cream and coffee on the banks of the River Nile, and three Salafi friends are meeting up for a chat. They all joined the Salafi movement in the early 1980s, just as it was getting underway in Egypt. And one of them, Ahmed Salah, says that for the first time now, the Salafis are moving on from preaching to politics.
The government was doing a lot of activities preventing us from giving lectures or something like that. Now we felt able to talk to the people.
And is it also the case that the revolution has allowed you to get into politics more, to participate more?
Politics is a part of Islam, so we have to have a role, and we are participating with people.
But is it just peaceful politics? In the last few weeks, the Salafis have been accused of cutting off the ear of an alleged pimp, smashing up some Sufi shrines, and attacking an alcohol shop. And it's all made many Egyptians very worried. Former MP Professor Mona Makram-Abeid.
The Salafis, we are amazed, first of all, at their emergence. Now, the Salafis have been brought out of the caves. There we are, we're going to cause trouble, we're going to cause chaos, turmoil. So everybody's frightened. There is a lot of fear in the society, there's a lot of concern. Where are we going?
In the past, the Salafis kept a relatively low profile and all the attention was on the Muslim Brotherhood. But it may be that in the new Egypt, the Brotherhood will be seen as relatively moderate when compared to the Salafis. And much depends on the Salafis' strength. Political youth activist Shadi El-Ghazali.
The Muslim Brotherhood, they don't influence that much people that you think. The Salafis have much more influence than the Muslim Brotherhood in the rural Egypt, in the upper and lower Egypt. I mean, the Salafis are the strongest body.
Some say that's a big overestimation. But since there are no opinion polls, it's all guesswork. And there are signs of the Salafis' broad appeal. This private Saudi-owned TV channel used to play pop music and dancing videos. The owner then worked out that religious music and sermons could turn a quicker profit. The screen is filled with bright-eyed boys learning the Quran and often ecstatic, bearded clerics demanding Sharia law and warning about the wages of sin. However ferocious their sermons, the fact is the Salafis were late to the revolution and that has hurt their credibility. But they still see a chance to make a mark. Hala Mustafa edits the political journal Democracy Review, which recently devoted a whole issue to the Salafis.
Suddenly they have become more violent, and this is very weird. They try to seize the opportunity to turn Egypt to an Islamic state. So I think they try because they think that there is a kind of a vacuum.
Egypt's Salafi leaders insist they won't impose their views on anyone. And many Egyptians hope that's true, but for the moment, it's still too soon to say just how influential the Salafis will be.